This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Guarding the Tongue. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The other offenses of the tongue, in addition to them being types of oppression, which, by the way, itself, according to reason and religion, is forbidden, have also been prohibited in Islamic sources under their very names. For example, let's look at a verse of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, let not one people laugh at another people. Perchance they may be better than they. Nor let women laugh at other women. Perchance they may be better than they. And do not find fault with other people. Nor call one another by nicknames. Evil is a bad name after faith. And whoever does not repent, he it is who is unjust. Mocking a believer is prohibited in Islam. Similarly, laughing at other believers, which is to make fun of them, is not allowed in Islam either. Finding faults in other believers is a bad habit and generally considered prohibited in Islam. Also, calling names, assigning derogatory nicknames, is also prohibited according to Islam's teachings. If you notice, most of them are the sins of the tongue. Unfortunately, those who are not careful about how they use their tongue, this blessing of Allah, they are unjust. Those who are careless in the use of the vocab or the words that they use for other believers, they are unjust. They are oppressing others in a way. So these sins of the tongues must be controlled. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of guarding the tongue. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, anyone who makes light of a poor believing Muslim, he has made light of Allah himself. And Allah will make light of him on the day of resurrection if he does not repent. Anyone who respects a poor believing Muslim, he will meet Allah on the day of resurrection while he is pleased with him. Indeed, anyone who respects his believing Muslim brother, he respects Allah the Almighty. Subhanallah. This is Islam's code of ethics. In today's materialistic world, people get respect based on their social status and based on their economic status, for example. We all know what happens with the poor people or those who don't have a strong social status or they don't have a strong economic and financial status. We know how they get treated. Now look at the teachings of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you look down upon the poor, you have essentially looked down upon Allah himself. And if you respect the poor reciprocally, you have essentially respected Allah himself. So, you know, I'm comfortable to say that our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends on our relationship with the less fortunate, the poor people. If our relationship with the poor people is a relationship of respect, mutual respect, two-way respect, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only going to be happy with us, He considers it to be His own respect. And reciprocally, if we are looking down upon poor person because of his economic status and so on and so forth, then Allah takes offense of it. He says that you're looking down upon me. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.